The first important thing to know is that this would affect only legal aid and not public defenders. Court-appointed lawyers for defendants who can't afford them is constitutionally guaranteed in criminal cases. But for civil issues, foreclosures, domestic disputes, and the like, people who can't pay for legal assistance themselves may not be able to get it. Angie Lloyd of Ohio Legal Aid explains what a total cut at the national level would do.
Last year, its budget nationally was $385 million, of which Ohio received $12.4 million. Now, statewide in Ohio, the legal services budget is just under $40 million. So that $12 million is just over a third of the statewide budget.
The next thing to know, Lloyd says, is that the federal legal aid program was started in the 1970s to help the civil court system be more efficient, effective, and fair.
Our system is set up to be an advocate-based system so that someone goes to court to make their case. Judges in our system are supposed to be fair and impartial arbiters. They can't help one side who just happens not to have a lawyer.
She also says because of how legal aid services is set up, only people with significant economic need can qualify for assistance.
Legal aid is available to people who earn less than 125% of the poverty level. For a family of four, for example, that's people who are earning less than $24,600. So this is a particular attack on low-income and vulnerable people.
And the last important thing to know is that the president's call to eliminate all federal funding for legal aid is part of an outline of spending priorities in a budget proposal. Before anything in that plan could go into effect, Congress would have to review and approve the budget. I'm Tim Riddell, 89.7 WKSU.